Traffic snarls and queues outside shops. Sydney is healing. If you run a business in Sydney, I'd love to hear from you today. How are you managing reopening after 100 days of lockdown? And what does it feel like? And if you're visiting retail and hospitality, how are the new systems going? Because there'll be some teething problems, but I'm sure it's very exciting just the prospect of doing these things that you've been unable to do for so long. You can head to our Facebook page, ABC Radio National, and tell me there. So a few months ago, we called up three different businesses in Sydney to see how they were going during the lockdown. Let's see how they're faring now. Tanya Haddad is the director and head coach at F45 Training in Bankstown. Tanya, welcome back to Life Matters.
Thank you for having me. It's good to be back.
It's great to know that you can actually be back in business. What's it been like being able to see people in person again?
It's quite odd. It feels like a first day of some sort, something new, but it's something that we've known for quite some time. So it definitely does feel different, but it's good to be back.
And how are the customers going? Are the joints a bit creaky and the muscles a bit soft?
Oh, they're definitely feeling it. It's definitely been like a full flip of the switch, like starting all over again. But it's so good. The smiles on their faces are priceless. It's, you can't describe it.
Must be so different to running the online classes you're running, Tanya.
Absolutely. The interaction is so different. Again, the atmosphere is just different as well. So, but it's great to have. The accountability was always there. So it was good to just come back in person. Like, in person is what we do. That's how we interact. That's how we train them. And that's what we know. So it's good to be back doing what we do our best.
And I imagine it's easier just to, you know, adjust people's pose and stance and what they're doing with their bodies in person as well.
Absolutely. Like, training is beyond, you know, the explanation part of things. It's the safety and it's the health, and it's very important to ensure that these guys are carrying out the right techniques. So to be able to do that in person, it definitely is, you know, it's the right thing to do for their safety. It's quite, they call it, you know, it's essential for us in that matter.
Mm. And Tanya, how have the bookings been like? Are people flooding back or are they being a bit more cautious?
They definitely are being a bit more cautious. You can't blame them. It's been an interesting time. It's definitely been testing times, and a few of them have experienced their own situations outside of these walls. But at the end of the day, we just have to reassure them and take the appropriate measures and just ensure that we can control what we can.
Well, and speaking of controlling things, you've got those density caps, one person per 4 square metres inside and a cap of 20 people. How are you going with enforcing that, and how are the customers going with kind of being in a room with other people again?
Look, I am very blessed to have such a, you know, responding crew. They definitely abide by what's been set. However, we've had it's a decent 40% decrease per class. So there is a big change up for us. We definitely can take up to 36 people per class. So it is different. But again, having anybody in a class, whether it's 5 or 10, you know, it is a blessing. And we're so excited to be taking that step in that direction.
It must be really, really interesting just, yeah, after such a long time of trying to get by and trying to pivot the business, having to go back to what you actually do. And have people given you any feedback, Tanya Haddad, about how they're feeling about being back in the classes?
Yeah, absolutely. It's been nothing but joy. They are so happy to be back. And it puts the biggest smile on my face to be able to provide that service for them again. It's indescribable. It really does. Their happiness honestly brings me the utmost happiness.
There is that requirement that you ask if people are double vaccinated. How smoothly has that been going?
I'm not going to lie and say it is a disheartening position to be placed in as a business owner, to not be able to make that choice and bring everybody in. I'm not somebody who plans to divide. However, we do have to abide, you know, by the business and public health order. And there is just a very simple system that I have going at this point. They just have to provide it on their first encounter. Once that has happened, they just get recorded in our system. And that avoids them having to constantly show it each time they rock up and have them feeling like there is something different happening here.
So it's a one-time thing and then, yeah, in the system for,
absolutely,
for the rest. And Tanya, does that mean that you need an extra staff member for the first few weeks taking those check-ins?
Unfortunately, no, which is great. I've got a team that I am so blessed to have already been vaccinated. So as a team, we already have quite a few staff members on the floor. It's a very structured point at view. So before we even start the class, we have to make sure everything's in order. One's at the door, one's checking in, and before any of the classes actually commence.
And how are you going with staff, Tanya? Because I think you had a handful of people still with you last time we spoke, but it was looking a bit dire.
I did. It was, again, that was another situation where it's unfortunate being subcontractors, not being able to help as much as I would have loved to. But it's been so great to have them back on board. They're all vaccinated back in here. So I'm so happy to be able to provide them with the work again. It's great. It's definitely a kickoff in the right direction, and they all have returned. So it's been great.
How were they managing during the time away?
They definitely had it tough. You know, they all had to try and find, you know, their own way and keep their own feet off the ground. But I was checking in constantly, and they were joining in on all our live training. So they were part of the community and helping me in ways behind the scenes that a lot of the members didn't even see. So I'm very grateful for their help. And I organised to have ensure that they knew that they could apply for their own micro-business grants and went through the appropriate cautions with my own accountant to be able to pass on to them to ensure that they had their support during these difficult times.
And Tanya, I know you've got to go in a minute because you've got a class to run, oddly enough, but I did want to ask you about the future. How confident are you feeling that you'll be able to stay in business and that you won't have to, you know, re-pivot again if some other health crisis comes up?
I think it's one of those moments where you just have to take it each day as it comes, and whatever happens this way, it's, you know, we're ready for it. We've learned to adapt in the hardest situations. I think we can take on anything, and taking it on with a grain of salt. I've said it once and I'll say it again, relentless in passion. I think I'll do whatever it takes to make anything work, no matter what gets thrown my way.
Well, there's a lot of people who've had to rethink where they're at in their lives over the last big long lockdowns. Tanya, I'm so glad that it's worked out for you. Thanks for your time today.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure, Hilary.
Tanya Haddad, off to run a class at F45 training in Bankstown. She's the director and head coach there. And I'd love to hear from you too. If you're heading off to a business and, you know, the people that run the business that you haven't seen for ages that might have been such a part of the fabric of your life, what's that been like for you? Our text message number is 0418 226576, and you can head to our Facebook page and tell us what it's like to see the buzz come back to the streets and the shops and the venues at ABC Radio National. Particularly interested to hear from you if you run a business too, because as we heard from Tanya, there's density limits, there are different rules about how many people can be in spaces and what can they can do in those spaces depending what kind of business you run, and there's the requirement that you check in people at least for the first time they come to you about whether they're double vaccinated. Tell us how that's going on our ABC Radio National Facebook page or via text 0418 226576. Jacob Martin is a barber and a founder of a shop called Tate and Lyle Barbershop in Sydney. Jacob, great to have you back on Life Matters too.
Good morning, Hilary. How are you?
I'm well. Now, we've seen these pictures of people having haircuts at midnight on Sunday. They were so desperate. What have the first 24 hours been like for you?
It's been absolutely crazy. It's been very similar to sort of the Christmas rush. It was just manic yesterday. I didn't anticipate it to be that busy.
So you weren't? Were you taking bookings ahead of time?
Yeah, we run all appointments. Obviously, following government guidelines, it's easier for us to know who we've got coming in. We've got another register as well as the QR code. But yeah, everything we do is appointment based, and we had a lot of clients trying to get appointments yesterday walking in, and obviously we weren't able to accommodate them.
And it must be tricky too if you've got all hands, you know, doing haircut work, having to manage people walking in as well and going, hey, we've got a density limit, can you wait outside? Or is that how it works?
Yeah, exactly. It's added on probably an extra sort of 5 to 10 minutes onto our services, as well as having to deal with people coming with DIY jobs and also the guys that have just let it grow out for 3 months. So it's made our job a little bit more difficult, having to be like the frontline sort of workers in that aspect and making sure people have QR coded, they've got an appointment, and then obviously making sure that they're vaccinated as well.
Have you had any pushback from customers about that?
Most of our customers have been pretty good. We got a little bit of abuse online when we obviously were given the date that we could go live with bookings, and obviously we have to follow the government guidelines. We've been out of operation for 3 months. Which has been very difficult. So we just wanted to get back and start cutting hair and making people look good again. So we got a little bit, but most of our clients are very understanding. And yeah, we're following government guidelines. That's it. It's not our choice. We'd love to have everyone back in. But yeah, that's how it's been at the moment.
And how easy is it to understand those guidelines? Has there been a preparation work where you're informed about exactly what you can and can't do ahead of time?
There's been a lot of grey areas and sort of trying to navigate in the dark, really, in regards with it. We sort of got an email saying that we had to update our COVID plans because obviously they're out of date now with the changes in the government guidelines. But that was pretty much it. And with everything else, sort of knowing how to check people in properly with their certificates, has been a grey area. There's obviously, I've heard rumours that there's fake ones that are floating about. So to see actual real ones, and obviously the app that the New South Wales did isn't live yet. So it's been a bit of a minefield trying to navigate it.
And Jacob, how are the staff feeling being able to get their hands on the scissors again?
Oh, everyone's been buzzing. For us, it's same like with Tanya. Like, our work is at the, do you know what I mean, is in the shop. So for us to be out of action for 3 months is like, it was quite scary. And obviously, people tried to turn their hands to different things like art and like music and stuff like that, and pursuing their personal hobbies. But yeah, everyone was just so happy just to be back in cutting. It was a little bit like daunting. It was like, oh, I've been saying, it's like the first day back at school.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a mix of like excitement to see all your friends again, and then you're like a little bit daunted about what your timetable is going to be like. But yeah, on the whole, everyone's been really happy being back to work. Mm-hmm.
Because it's not just cutting, is it? It's people, your business, and it must be great to chat.
Oh, it's just been amazing just to speak to people. We've actually banned the subject of COVID in the shop. So I don't want any talk about that. So just asking what people are looking forward to, like booking holidays and stuff like that. So literally, if anyone talks about us, I stop mid-sentence. I say we don't talk about that in a shop. I just want to focus on other aspects of life. Rather than just leave this sort of like past 18 months behind us, hopefully.
Well, and if you think about the future, Jacob, how are you feeling about the next few months? How long do you think it'll take for business to get back to normal, given you're in the business district and not everyone's back in the office yet?
Yeah, I'm a bit nervous. We was just literally before the last lockdown in June, everything was sort of coming back to a bit of normality with offices asking their workers to come back, and there's been a sort of a mix of working from home and working in the office. I'm hoping that we'll see a little bit of a resurgence because of the coming into sort of November Melbourne Cup and then Christmas parties and stuff like that. So I'm hoping we'll be a little bit busy. But yeah, always at the back of your head, you're sort of a bit worried about the occupancy of the city and how we're going to like fare in the next few weeks.
Yeah, a lot of people I know travel quite a distance for a haircut if they could.
Yeah.
Jacob, all the best to you. I hope the next few months really consolidate things and that, yeah, you can get your hands on the hair as often as you wish.
Yeah, thank you so much, Hilary. Take care.
Thanks for your time. You too. Jacob Martin, he's a barber and founder of Tate and Lyle Barbershop in Sydney. What are you seeing on the ground when you go to a shop or a venue or see your mates outside a cafe or inside a cafe in Sydney? We'd love to hear from you, and particularly if you're running one of those businesses. How smooth has that re-entry been? Was it a bit of anxiety as well as the massive excitement of just getting back to doing what you love doing and what you do for a living? Head to the ABC Radio National Facebook page and tell us about it there. Or send me a text. That number is 0418 226 576 here on Life Matters Today. Off to Darlinghurst, where Aaron Edwards runs Bitter Few on Oxford Street in Sydney. Aaron, welcome back.
Hi, Hilary. How are you going?
I'm well. Now, last time we spoke, I was very grateful to you because, you know, you run a bar and you got up early to talk to us. But this time you're fresh off opening night, so a very big thank you. What was it like?
I think we're still kind of trying to adjust with exactly what's going on. Like, I think there was a lot of anxiety with opening up. We had all these kind of fears of, you know, dealing with how customers are going to perceive, you know, the check-in process and things like that. So there's a lot of kind of, I think, mental preparation for a lot of things that didn't happen. I would say 99.9% of people kind of had their hand out ready to go with the app on their phone, and we were kind of like, oh, okay, that was easy. And then everyone just kind of sat down and everyone was well behaved, and we're like, oh, that was easy too. So it was so I don't know, you know, like, I think there's still it's Monday, right? It's not quite the weekend, so like, let's not kind of count our eggs just yet. But
But that's great. Look, it's like, shut up and take my vaccine certificate.
Yeah, exactly. So I think maybe to go after what Jacob was saying, like, look, there's a lot of obviously unknowns out there, and I think they're still sort of out there. They will emerge, I guess. But, you know, we've had 4 months kind of to look through this. This is like not the first time we've done this. We've done all this sort of stuff is rinse and repeat. And, you know, there is vagueness in everything, but at the same time, we've kind of been living in vagueness for the last 18 months. So.
Well, and you've done density caps before too, but I was wondering, you know, in a bar, do you get the buzz back? Does it feel the same?
Yeah, well, I think, like I said, everyone's kind of adjusted accordingly. I think after the first original lockdown, there was this kind of rebellious attitude to kind of freedom where, you know, you're having to ask people to sit down all the time and, you know, stop dancing and stop mixing tables. And this time, I just sort of sat in the corner and observed with what everyone was doing. No one sort of challenged any employee or staff member. Once again, it was Monday night, not a Friday night, so we'll see how that goes this weekend. But I'd say overall, I think people are kind of also generally used to the idea of what we're living with now. Whereas before, it was kind of, there was excuses for not understanding why things weren't working a certain way. Like most people have now got the apps. Most people know how to check in. It's very kind of default now. So
yeah, you don't get people just bursting into dance spontaneously.
I do sometimes, but
I'm glad that's still a feature of life. It's sad when you can't dance. What about the practicalities, Aaron? Because finding staff sounds like it's been an issue for a lot of hospitality venues.
Yeah, most definitely. And I think, you know, it kind of comes back to this idea of even, you know, owner-operators or self-employed. We generally are working in the business, so we can't be in two places at once. It's all well and good to do these long shifts and, you know, cover where you can. But the idea of, you know, still having someone dedicated to the door, someone dedicated to a floor, there's two extra staff requirements that didn't exist before the pandemic. And we're, and you know, we're a fairly small venue. I can imagine some venues have had to employ even more again. So I have heard through the grapevine that, you know, some venues that would never have had someone on the door are now having to have someone on the door just because it's just so much stress having to check all the different kind of requirements now to kind of get in. So we were already doing that, but I've heard some venues that have just now had to do it. So now they're having to also hire that extra person. So I think, yeah, sorry, you go.
Well, I'm just wondering how many hours you're working a week at the moment, Aaron.
If this particular week, if it's less than 70, I'll be happy. So,
wow.
there's no other way around it. And yeah, I suppose to go back off the idea of what the staffing issue is like, I think without, you know, talking hours and hours about it, there is a staff shortage. It's very black and white. I don't think it's, you know, made up, and it's a combination of, you know, people going home, people moving to different states. I think, you know, halfway through a nearly four month lockdown, people definitely questioned maybe not their careers in hospitality in the sense of like not liking the industry, but just they want stability. And, you know, the hospitality industry was always the first to go every time, and people start to question that. So,
well, and on that, Aaron Edwards, how are you feeling about the next few months? I mean, as you say, it's not your first rodeo, but it's meant to be a really, really busy time in the next few months. Are you feeling confident?
Yeah, I think the next 3 months is definitely going to sort of, you know, deliver. I think the thing that we kind of forget about is like we can look at all these positives, and they are positives. But the reality is also like Christmas is coming up. So just as we kind of get a grasp on, you know, getting business back to normal again, we also forget the city shuts down at Christmas for most in a normal kind of scenario. And people do go back to their, you know, hometowns, or they go on holidays, or and now that's back on the table. So I think, you know, this city probably will go back to kind of like a bit of a ghost town, I think, probably late December, early January. And I think the real genuine grassroots won't be until February. But that's kind of a fairly normal business cycle in any other year. I just think, yeah, we're just going to be prepared for that as well.
Yep. Well, all the best with it. And here's to dancing inside when that's allowed as well.
Most definitely. We'll see you on the dance floor, Hilary.
Oh, yes. Aaron Edwards, thank you. Runs a bar called Bitter Few on Oxford Street in Sydney. I had to laugh when I saw the restrictions for Sydney lifting at 80% double vaccinated, and then you can go to a nightclub, but you can't dance. Is it a nightclub or is it just a bar? More on that. This is Life Matters. Michael McKenzie, what are you hearing from our listeners on this?
Well, I've been to a nightclub and I didn't dance, but it was still a nightclub. Hillary.
Really? Okay, because
yeah,
it was
that was
night.
Back in the early Triassic period. So look, we've had many texts come through, and one of the first was from this person who says, I run a cafe in Balmain. No way am I allowing sitting in my cafe yet. My area yesterday was a joke. The pub, 30 metres from me, piled them in and not a copper in sight, says the texter. I was so angry, as Freedom Day was for the virus, with that behaviour. Another person from Balmain, this time Andrew, says all focus is on customer compliance. That's a half job. Who's checking personal services staff are fully vaccinated? Certainly some are not. This is from someone who was a client. She said, here's one for you to discuss. Yesterday I was looking forward to both a hair appointment and a remedial massage in Sydney. The owner of the salon called to cancel, as my regular hairdresser has so far refused to be vaccinated. I above is very concerned about that. The texter says, I'm 70 years old and vulnerable. The second appointment for the massage, I asked the masseuse upon arrival if she was vaccinated. No, she said. Is that a problem? A 20-minute discussion followed where she clearly had no intention of ever becoming vaccinated, and so I left. And the texter says, my question is, can close service providers continue to work unvaccinated?
That's a really good question, and one you'd probably want to follow up with the authorities, I think.
But it's hard, isn't it, when, as a client, you have to check in these cases and ask if staff are, you know, following guidelines or not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and I think it's the requirement of the business, too, to check that you're vaccinated, so perhaps it's a double deal.
Yeah, indeed so.
Thank you, Michael.
Thank you.
I should mention too that the guests you heard from earlier were Jacob Martin, the founder of a barbershop in Sydney called Tate and Lyle, and Tanya Haddad, who's a personal trainer from F45 Training in Bankstown. She's the founder and director of that business. This is Life Matters.